But it's your world now, I can't refuse. I've never had so much to lose. Strong to say he's sorry or admit when he's wrong. I never lost anything I ever missed, but I've never been in love like this. It's out of my hands. I'm shaving. I don't have a bow now. I don't want it anyhow, so I gotta let it go. I'm shaving.
Owned and operated. We are Real Country. 1430 AM Stereo. WRDN. Durand, Mondovi, Wabasha. And 107.3 FM. Translator W297CH Durand.
ABC News, I'm Sherry Preston. We are hours away from the government shutting down as the passage of a budget seems unlikely at this point. The Democrats demanding the government subsidies be brought back to help people pay for health insurance. ABC's Rachel Scott has more on the stakes.
This is a big question before Democrats. Is this strategy going to work, and is it actually worth it? Shutting down the government comes with a major risk. At the same time, they're really putting a lot of weight in health care. They know that if these health care premiums rise for millions of Americans, voters may be actually really upset at Republicans instead of them.
Hamas says it will study the peace plan for Gaza that has the support of Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu now and many in the international community. President Trump and Defense Secretary Hegseth will address hundreds of high-ranking military officials who've been called to a gathering in Virginia today. No additional bodies found in the rubble of a Mormon church in Michigan where a gunman opened fire and set the building ablaze on Sunday. This is ABC News.
Here's a tale of Becky. Didn't know what to do with new meds prescribed and no real cost clue.
She squinted at prices. That can't be right. Then tapped GoodRx and saw the light.
She could get a deal, but telehealth if she feel.
Learn about those meds without any stress. That one little app does all the rest. Even my horse downloaded it. Dang, save time and money on prescriptions.
Check GoodRx. GoodRx is not insurance.
Offer not valid in all states or where prohibited by law. Loans are subject to lender approval. See website for details.
Honey, the credit card bill came, and we're maxed out.
Maxed out cards, rent is due. We just need some extra cash to help us get by.
Maybe we should go to 27cash.com.
With our bad credit?
27cash.com is one of the largest personal loan networks. They can help people with any type of credit get up to $5,000, and cash can hit our bank account as soon as tomorrow.
When you need extra cash, go to 27cash.com. That's 27cash.com. 27cash.com.
Dairy farmers, start your engines. The road to Madison leads straight to World Dairy Expo 2025, where innovation, education, and global dairy connections await. Join fellow dairy farmers, industry experts, future leaders, and the finest dairy cattle in North America when the dairy industry meets in Madison, September 30th through October 3rd. Make the drive, bring your passion, and be a part of the dairy event of the year, World Dairy Expo 2025. The road to Madison starts with you. Map your trip today at worlddairyexpo.com.
Good morning. I'm Brian Winnikins reporting from World Dairy Expo with this market recap on the WRDN Morning Farm Report. At the Mercantile Exchange yesterday, double-digit gains in the milk markets. October milk up 20 to $16.99. November up 24 to $16.63. December up 23 to $16.89. January milk up 31 at $17.05. Cheese markets, barrels up 2.25 to $164.5. 40-pound blocks up 4 to $166.5. 13 trade a block on the day. Cash butter up 4 to 176, 18 trades on the day. Grade A non-fat dry milk up a half to 116, one trade on the day. Dry weigh steady at 64.75, one trade on the day. Live and feeder cattle markets yesterday were mostly lower as the trade wants to see some type of good fundamental demand, especially on the cash side, before moving prices any further higher past those resistance levels. Hog markets, meanwhile, are moving mostly lower on the day as well. As, again, traders gave back most of the Friday trade on profit-taking due to low pork cutout values. October live cattle down 47 cents to 231.32. October feeder cattle down 80 cents to 356.20. October hogs down 35 cents to 101.15. Chicago Board of Trade, corn soybeans were relatively flat to lower. Wheat mixed on the day. Again, positive weather in the corn and soybean belt, which will allow corn and soybean harvest to move forward, and also that winter wheat planting and emergence to continue to move forward, pressuring the markets. There was also positioning ahead of the Tuesday USDA reports. December corn down a half to 421.5. New crop 26 up 1.25 to 461.25. November beans down 3.25 to 1010.5. New crop 26 down 1.25 to 1063.5. December wheat down 0.25 to 519.5. And March down 0.5 to 537.75. That's national markets. Local markets are next. You're listening to the WRDN Morning Farm Report.
The Wisconsin Corn Growers Association has long worked tirelessly in the interest of today's corn industry. Because you're busy farming and raising a family, so we're at the table when you can't be. But like you, we can't do it alone. Our strength is in our members. Our strength is in you. Join us as we continue advocating for the American corn farmer. Visit WICorn.org and become a member today.
Local markets from Monday at Elsevia Durand, cash and October corn 362, December 367, new crop 26, 401, cash and October beans 901, December 910, new crop 26 at 954. Big River Resources Boyceville cash corn at 376.5, October November 371.5, December 376.5. Pilgrim's Pride Arcadia cash corn 375, October 372 and December at 374. Synergy Co-op Elk Mound cash and new crop corn 366, cash and new crop beans 925. Allied Cooperative Blair cash corn 371, new crop 26, 411, cash beans 915, new crop 26 at 973. At Red Wing Grains, cash corn at 374, October and November also at 374, new crop 26 at 416. Cash and October and November beans all at 918. New crop 26, 1003. Meyer Brothers Grain Elk Mound to cash corn at 364. New crop 26, 368. Cash and new crop beans, 928. Cattle markets from Equity. Beef fed cattle, 225 to 242. Holstein fed cattle, 195 to 221. Market cows, 132 to 162. Bulls, 145 to 206. Calves, 500 to 1800. Beef steers, 275 to 645. Holstein steers, 210 to 600. Sheep markets, light lambs, 300 and down. Market lambs, 235 and down. Ewes, 172 and down. Rams, 185 and down. Goat markets, does, 220 and down. Bucks, 235 and down. That is a check of markets. Reporting from World Dairy Expo, I'm Brian Winnikins. You're listening to WRDN.
The IRS finally caught up with Louie.
I hadn't paid my taxes in 8 years. I owed the IRS a lot of money.
Louie was in deep trouble.
We're going to take your house, put a lien on your bank account, garnish your pay. They don't care. They're going to take your paycheck.
Louie found out about Optima Tax Relief, the leading tax resolution firm. A-plus rated by the Better Business Bureau, they've resolved over $1 billion for their clients.
Optima Tax, they help me. They calm me down. They make me feel comfortable, and I trust them.
Louie has a lot to be thankful for.
I don't owe the IRS anymore, and I'm able to live a comfortable life, a better life. It was because of Optima Tax.
For tax help you can trust, call Optima now for a free consultation. Take it from Louie.
If you owe the IRS, don't go it alone. Give Optima Tax a call. They can help you.
Call 800-783-8055. That's 800-783-8055. 800-783-8055.
Optima Tax Relief.
Testimonial from an actual client. Some restrictions apply. For complete details, please visit OptimaTaxRelief.com.
Here's your Real Country 1430 forecast.
It is going to be mostly cloudy today with a high right around 81 this afternoon. Tonight, mostly cloudy. We'll drop to 60 for an overnight low. Tomorrow, another warm day, partly cloudy with a high in the upper 70s. If you are looking for a great place to live, stay, shop, and play, check out Worthington, Minnesota. It is definitely worth a look. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Outside now, it's 55.
Real Country. Real Country. 1430 AM, 107.3 FM.
You called me up from Amarillo. Said you were coming to town. Thought I'd like to tell you hello. I'm driving no friend around. I pulled up to the airport, comfort and cool. But when you stepped off that plane, I knew I was your fool. My little Texas tornado. Again, but I looked at you and there I'm like a tumbleweed in a wild west Texas wind. You're blowing me away again. You're lying with me in Atlanta. Such a beautiful lie. You play me like a piano. I always let you get by. I know I'll go through hell, girl, when you find someone else. But right now I'm in heaven, and I can't help myself. Happen again, but I looked at you and there I'm like a tumbleweed in a wild west Texas wind. You're blowing me away again.
Good morning, beautiful. How was your night? Mine was wonderful with you by my side. And when I open my eyes and see your sweet face, it's a good morning, beautiful day. I couldn't see the light. I didn't know day from night. I had no reason to care. But since you came along, I can face the dawn. I know you'll be there. Good morning, beautiful. How was your night? Mine was wonderful with you by my side. And when I open my eyes, see your sweet face, it's a good morning. Wonderful with you by my side. And when I open my eyes and see your sweet face, it's a good morning, beautiful day. Yeah. Ooh, good morning, beautiful.
Ryan Winnikens keeps you updated on farm news and markets throughout the day on Rio Country, 1430 AM and 107.3 FM.
Sorrow, I've seen trouble.
never expect to see you again. For I'm bound to ride that Northern Railroad. Perhaps I'll die upon that train.
Perhaps you'll die upon this train.
Country 1430 AM and 107.3 FM WRDN. This is the WRDN Morning Farm Report. Good morning. I'm Brian Winnikins from World Dairy Expo. Expo going on all this week, and it looks like we're going to have some pretty nice weather. We have our newsmaker segment coming up next hour and that ag weather forecast as well. On the way, we have today's Agriculture America next here in the WRDN Morning Farm Report. It's time for Agriculture America. I'm farm broadcaster Brian Winnikins with news and issues from rural America. The commodity markets seem to be in a holding pattern. We'll explain coming up. Dairy farmers, start your engines. The road to Madison leads straight to World Dairy Expo 2025, where innovation, education, and global dairy connections await. Join fellow dairy farmers, industry experts, future leaders, and the finest dairy cattle in North America when the dairy industry meets in Madison September 30th through October 3rd. Make the drive, bring your passion, and be a part of the dairy event of the year. World Dairy Expo 2025. The road to Madison starts with you. Map your trip today at worlddairyexpo.com.
Farmers, is your stress starting to affect your work or your relationships? Feeling stress about finances or weather is common in farming. You're not alone. It can happen to any of us. From vouchers for in-person counseling to telecounseling from the comfort of your home, the Wisconsin Farm Center is here to help. If you're feeling overwhelmed, take that first step. Call toll-free 888-901-2558. That's 888-901-2558. A message from the Wisconsin Department of Agriculture, Trade, and Consumer Protection.
The commodity markets seem to continue to be in a holding pattern and are looking for the next big news headline to spur price movement. Dan Rose, commodity broker with U.S. Commodity, talks about what traders are looking for in any news.
Yeah, you know, and that's a good perspective because I think that's exactly where we're at. We've got a lot of guesses on what the crop size is, and I think you have to be concerned that are we in a situation where we were last year where the government just overstated the yield and the yield got steadily lower until the big drop that we had in January. So far, early corn yields variable. I think if you get south of Iowa, the yields seem to be better on corn, but I tell you, in the gut slot of the Corn Belt, Iowa, Central Illinois, the yields just too big a disease problems, just like Pro Farmer found, and yields anywhere, I would say early due to rust and maybe some of the heat, down 10 to 30 bushels versus last year. We'll see if that improves going forward, but so far I think that's the support on the corn market.
There's mainly been one big story for the soybean markets.
In the bean market, yields seem to be much better, but we're concerned about demand over there with China.
Will all this put farmers in a holding pattern as far as marketing?
Well, you know, I think most definitely, particularly with the insurance out here set in October. And, you know, what we really see is work with a lot of different people across the Corn Belt, a lot of different elevators. And on the elevator books, just a very low amount of corn sold, just a low percentage versus normal. And I think that's just because the farmer didn't feel with the profitability that he had or lack of profitability, no real chance to get any decent sales. So I think on hold, I think you're exactly right. A lot of old crop corn moved in August. And new crop sales have trickled down to not much.
Rose then talks about what's going on in the wheat trade.
Look at the wheat. That's an anchor for the corn market because too much wheat is going to go into feed wheat at these price levels. And you're right, the wheat market hasn't really gone anywhere for weeks. And that's just because every time it rallies, minor selling goes on and no real new buying, and on breaks, end user buys it just a little bit. As far as Canada's crop went up again estimates, we've got other areas around the world, same thing. Too much world grain and too small a trade.
That's today's Agriculture America. I'm farm broadcaster Brian Winnekens.
From raging storms and relentless winds to unforgiving heat, proven G3 from Pivot Bio just keeps working. Featuring the only gene-edited microbe continuously fixing nitrogen in the presence of synthetic nitrogen, proven G3's three modes of action feed more nitrogen, boost nutrient uptake, and amplify yield potential day in and day out. Learn more about proven G3's durable nitrogen delivery at pivotbio.com.
$5,000. That's the average amount of money people in the U.S. are now spending on gas in a year. $5,000. That's crazy. If you drive, you have to download Upside, the free app that gives you cash back every time you get gas. That's right. You can earn real cash back with Upside just by buying the gas you're already buying. You can literally start earning cash back today.
I use Upside every time I fill up, and I've already made around $200-$300.
You're putting gas in your car anyway. Why not get real cash back? If you like free money, download Upside.
I'm saving the cash I earn from using Upside to help pay for a vacation later this year.
Download the free Upside app now to earn cash back every time you buy gas. Use promo code MOVE to get an extra 25 cents per gallon on your first tank. You can cash out anytime right to your bank, PayPal, or a gift card for Amazon and other brands. Just download the free Upside app and use promo code MOVE for a 25 cents per gallon bonus on your first tank. That's code MOVE for a 25 cents per gallon bonus.
Here's your Real Country 1430 forecast.
It is going to be mostly cloudy today with a high right around 81 this afternoon. Tonight, mostly cloudy. We'll drop to 60 for an overnight low. Tomorrow, another warm day, partly cloudy with a high in the upper 70s. If you are looking for a great place to live, stay, shop, and play, check out Worthington, Minnesota. It is definitely worth a look. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Outside now, it's 55.
Real Country. Real Country. 1430 AM, 107.3 FM. Get the latest outdoor news with the WRDN Outdoor Report weekdays 8:20 and 4:20 on 1430 AM and 107.3 FM. WRDN.
I don't need your rocking chair. I still got neon in my veins. This gray hair don't mean a thing. I do my rocking on the stage. You can't put this possum in a cage.
My body's old, but it ain't impaired.
I don't need your rocking chair. I ain't ready for the junkyard yet. Cause I still feel like a new Corvette. It might take a little longer, but I'll get there. Well, I don't need your rocking chair. I don't need your rocking chair. Your chair at all or your Medicare. Still got neon in my veins. This gray hair don't mean a thing. I do my rocking on the stage. Can't put this puzzle.
but it ain't impaired. Well, I don't need this rocking chair. I don't need your rocking chair.
You don't need your rocking chair.
Did you ever told or you Medicare?
You told or you Medicare.
I've still got neon in my veins. My body's old, but it ain't impaired.
Well, you know he ain't impaired.
Well, I don't need your rocking chair.
You don't need no rocking chair.
My body's old, but it ain't impaired.
Yeah, no, no, you ain't impaired.
I don't need your rocking chair. Uh-huh.
Country 1430 AM and 107.3 FM WRDN. This is the WRDN Morning Farm Report. Good morning, I'm Brian Winnikins from World Dairy Expo. As everything underway here at Expo all this week, and we'll be having reports throughout the day and on future editions as well of the Morning Farm Report. Be listening for those from World Dairy Expo. Coming up, we have today's Farm Progress America here in the WRDN Morning Farm Report.
This is Farm Progress America. I'm Mike Pearson with news and commentary from America's most essential industry, agriculture. Today's Farm Progress America is brought to you by Lester Building Systems. Build it with confidence. Build it with Lester.
At an event last week in Missouri, Secretary of Agriculture Brooke Rollins announced several big moves by the USDA, including food aid purchases, an investigation into input suppliers, and hinted at a farmer bailout to come. I'll have the details after this. Are you looking to build a pole barn, workshop, ag building, or that dream garage? Build it with confidence. Build it with Lester Building Systems. For over 75 years, with more than 180,000 buildings dotting the landscape, Lester has been America's trusted partner for custom pre-engineered post-frame buildings that last. Whether you're a farmer, business owner, or just need more space, they've got your back. With top-tier materials, innovative design, and a team that knows how to get it done. From concept to completion, it's your building, your way, backed by local expertise and the strength of a national brand. Expect a professional, hassle-free experience. Design it, visualize it at LesterBuildings.com. That's LesterBuildings.com. Lester Building Systems, for a building that lasts a lifetime. In a wide-ranging speech last Thursday, Secretary of Agriculture Brooke Rollins told a Kansas City crowd that the USDA has made some big moves, including ramping up its purchases of crops for food aid. Rollins announced that the USDA will buy 417,000 metric tons of U.S. commodities. That's equal to about 16 million bushels of corn and sorghum. The grain will be used to support several international food aid programs, including the McGovern-Dole Food for Education and Food for Progress programs. The agency says the move will also help boost export demand. She also pointed to rising production costs as a key source of pressure on farm margins. Since 2020, seed prices have increased 18%. Fuel is up 30%, and fertilizer costs are up by 37%. Machinery and expenses are also higher, up 73% over that same time period. The secretary said the administration supports continued interest rates cuts and may redirect certain federal funds to provide additional support to farmers as early as this week. She also said the USDA and the Department of Justice have signed a joint memorandum to increase antitrust enforcement in the agricultural supply chain, with the goal of promoting competition and limiting foreign interference. Secretary Rollins also addressed the nation's shrinking cattle herd, which she said is now at its lowest level in 75 years. She cited consolidation, disease risks, and the loss of smaller operations as contributing factors to the decline. Rollins ruled out direct payments in order to rebuild the cattle supply, saying the administration does not want to distort the market, and instead pointed to land access and disease prevention programs as areas of focus. When asked about a broader financial support program, Rollins said the USDA is not yet ready to announce a farmer payment program, though discussions are ongoing. At around the same time, President Donald Trump told reporters he does intend to use tariff revenues to aid farmers, a proposal similar to actions taken during his first administration. I'll be back with more after this.
Life is better with American Family Insurance because our agents provide specialized local expertise to help you get the right coverage at the right price. We understand that dairy farming is at the heart of what you do, and we want to help protect what you've worked so hard for. Let's build the policy your dairy farm deserves.
Contact Paul Slusher, your American Family Insurance agent serving Durand and Chippewa Falls.
American Family Mutual Insurance Company, SI, and its operating company, 6000 American Parkway, Madison, Wisconsin.
Well, in Kansas City last week, Secretary Rollins also performed the swearing-in ceremony for new USDA Undersecretary for Farm Production and Conservation, Richard Fordyce. Fordyce, who farms and raises cattle outside Bethany, Missouri, told me at the Farm Progress Show that he was ready to get to work for American farmers. That's Farm Progress America, brought to you today by Lester Building Systems. Build it with confidence. Build it with Lester. I'm Mike Pearson. Thanks for listening.
If Ernest Hemingway was alive today, would he say this to you?
Shakespeare, Mark Twain, Edgar Allan Poe, all great writers. And after reading your book, I simply must add you to the list.
Wait, you don't have a book yet. So make a free call to Page Publishing. Turn your book idea into publishing gold.
800-215-6818. 800-215-6818. That's 800-215-6818.
Are you tired of high cable TV rates? Sign up for Dish today and get a $500 bonus offer while supplies last. Plus, lock in your price for 2 years guaranteed. Call All-American Dish, your Dish authorized retailer now.
800-296-1251. 800-296-1251. That's 800-296-1251.
Offers require credit qualification, 24-month commitment, early termination fee, and e-auto pay. Restrictions apply. Call for details.
1430 AM and 107.3 FM. Real Country.
You were the first thing that I thought of when I thought I drank you off my mind. When I get lost in the liquor, you're the only one I find. If I did things I oughta, still would not be mine. So I keep a tight grip on the bottle, getting loose and killing time. This killing time is killing me. Drinking myself blind, thinking I that if I cross that line, then they bury me. Well, I just might find I'm killing time for eternity. And I don't know nothing about tomorrow. I've been lost.
Is a long night, 'cause I've never felt one so right. Each look into your eyes and falling a little more and more. Looks like we started us a fire, wrapped up in flames of desire, with every touch they're burning higher. Two shadows dancing on the wall, with nothing on but the radio. Feel the music playing soft and slow. You and me and the lights down low, with nothing on but the radio. Sleep here in the moonlight. Entangled sheets will be here all night. And when we wake up in the morning, we might stay like this all day. Two people meant to be
soft and slow. You and
visit and support all our sponsors and tell them thank you for advertising and supporting local radio with Real Country 1430 WRDN.
Baby likes to rock it like a boogie woogie choo choo train.
Stack through the sea, you gotta stick it in your face. You know my baby
With news of agriculture, I'm Brian Winnikins reporting from World Dairy Expo in Madison. The USDA will issue a second emergency commodity assistance program payment to eligible producers for the 2024 crop year. Of the authorized $10 billion in ECAP assistance, USDA's Farm Service Agency has already provided over $8 billion in payments to eligible producers to mitigate the impacts of increased input costs and falling commodity prices. Initial ECAP payments were factored by 85% to ensure that total program payments didn't exceed $10 billion in available funding, said Deputy Undersecretary Brooke Appleton. Because additional funds remain, FSA is issuing another payment. Payments will automatically be made to eligible producers with approved ECAP applications who received an initial payment. Any application approved after September 25th will receive one lump sum. These payments, combined with entire suite of other supplemental disaster assistance programs, are to help producers navigate market uncertainty, pay down debt from the 2024 crop year, and secure financing for 2026, said Appleton. The past few years have been challenging for farmers in the Federal Reserve's 9th District. The latest Minneapolis Fed Ag Credit Survey shows the pressures growing on the district's producers, with slumping incomes and worsening financial conditions over the last 2 years. Farmers are suffering this year, a North Dakota lender commented on the survey. If it's prolonged into 2026, we could see some farms fail. While the number of bankruptcies has risen, the total remains low by historical standards, but there are reasons to expect the numbers to increase. Court information shows the numbers of operations filing for Chapter 12 that increased in the first two quarters of the year. However, the increase does come off a very low floor, and the overall level is still very low, as a total of 9 farms in the 9th District filed for bankruptcy in the second quarter of the year. The August Rural Main Street Index, covering a multi-state region, shows one-fifth of grain farmers will experience negative cash flow this year. For the 7th time this year, the overall regional economic index sank below growth neutral, falling to 38.5 in September, down from 48.1 in August. Also, for the 16th time in the past 17 months, farmland prices sank below growth neutral. Elevated interest rates, higher input costs, and below break-even prices caused the downward pressure on farmland. Farm equipment sales dropped below growth neutral for the 25th straight month. 3 out of 4 bank CEOs reported that tariff increases have had a negative impact on farm operations. Weak agriculture commodity prices for grain producers continue to dampen economic activity in the 10-state region covered by the index, said Dr. Ernie Gaz. Falling agricultural commodity prices represent the greatest threat to agricultural banks over the next 12 months. AgCo is asking a federal court to allow a rare intercuratory appeal in the Federal Trade Commission's ongoing right to repair lawsuit against John Deere. The request follows an August ruling that granted Deere access to confidential competitor information gathered during the FTC's investigation, including details like sensitive pricing, sales, and financial data from AgCo, as well as CNH Industrial and Kubota. AgCo argues the ruling lacks the heightened protections usually applied to non-party materials and is also saying an immediate review is needed to prevent the disclosure of vital business information. Once released, the company contends the data cannot be protected from misuse in either the FTC case or related farmer lawsuits. Farm Equipment Magazine says the appeal would go to the U.S. Court of Appeals for the 7th Circuit, where AgCo hopes to clarify what legal standards govern the release of government-held competitor data in antitrust cases. Deere vows to vigorously defend itself. That's the latest news of agriculture. I'm Brian Winnikins reporting from World Dairy Expo. Join Jesse Allen for the latest news and issues affecting rural America with AOA this afternoon from 3 till 4 on WRDN and online at realcountry1430.com.
Compeer Financial helped us get into our forever home.
They helped me expand more than acreage.
And helped our dairy grow for the next generation.
At Compeer Financial, we see potential in every plan. Our unique perspective finds solutions to your challenges. And our specially trained financial team guides you every step of the way. Partner with us to make your goals possible. Compeer.com. Compeer Financial ACA is an equal opportunity lender and equal opportunity provider. NMLS number 619731, copyright 2019, all rights reserved.
Here's your Real Country 1430 forecast.
It is going to be mostly cloudy today with a high right around 81 this afternoon. Tonight, mostly cloudy. We'll drop to 60 for an overnight low. Tomorrow, another warm day, partly cloudy with a high in the upper 70s. If you are looking for a great place to live, stay, shop, and play, check out Worthington, Minnesota. It is definitely worth a look. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Right now, it's 57.
Real Country, 1430 AM and 107.3 FM.
Things a lady loves. Well, he's there to hold her when she needs a shoulder if life gets too rough. Oh, now that she's left, I keep kicking myself whenever I start thinking back. He says he needs her, tells her he loves her. Why didn't I think of that? When she gets down, well, he's always around and he makes her smile again. He mends her heartaches, remembers her birthday, and tries to be a friend. Now that she's gone, I know what I did wrong. It's all so simple and fast. He says he wants her, can't live without her. Why didn't I think of that?
It could have been different somehow. If I'd known what I know now. He sings her love songs and tells her his love's strong. Things she needs to know. He tries to please her, cause for no reason, just to say hello. He says he loves her and he'll never leave her, and I never will get her back. I did my best, thought of everything else. Why didn't I think of that? Ooh, I've been watching every move that he makes. Ooh, I've been thinking, it could have been different somehow. If I'd known what I know now. He sends her roses and lies. Composes things a lady.